This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're on The Burt Show.
Burt Show, the Pinot Period Party is almost here. Pinot Period Party is all to benefit helping mamas. They're actually the Baby Bank Supply of Georgia. But May is Period Poverty Awareness Month, and they also collect period products for women and menstruators in need, okay? So we are going to gather at Chateau Alon Winery and Resort in North Georgia, and this is going to all go down Sunday, May 19th from 2 to 4 p.m. We're all going to gather. We're going to bring all these period products, so we're talking tampons, pads, and panty liners, and we're going to put period kits together for those in need. Chateau Alon is stunning. We did it there last year. They had the perfect, gorgeous venue for us. We may have got drunk and rolled down the Vineyard Hills. I don't recommend doing that.
There's no May. I can confirm the rolling happened.
So DJ Willie T is going to be there with his special period playlist. He did fantastic with the music last year. There's going to be wine for purchase. There's going to be food for purchase. Also, we have a mocktail. Somebody hit me up. They're like, hey, if I don't drink, can I come? Absolutely. We're going to have a specialty mocktail and we're just going to have a really good time. The vibes were so incredible last year and I'm really looking forward to it. We also have incredible prizes for you to register for. There's going to be this awesome raffle. So if you would like to try to win a weekend stay at Chateau Alon, that's up for grabs. We also have incredible treatments valued at over $2,000 from Atlanta Face and Body. J. Gold Salon has stepped up with a prize. Sweet Peach Sugaring and Wax Studio has stepped up with a surprise. And then Q99.7 will hook you up with a pair of tickets to see Justin Timberlake. So all of that is up for grabs. And then also I wanted to mention as we get closer to the date, if you can't make it, but you would still like to donate, this year we're doing something different and we have drop-off locations. So all of the Sweet Peach Wax and Sugaring Studios, you can drop off period products. Same goes for the J. Gold Salon. Same goes from Atlanta Face and Body and here at the radio station. So even if you really want to make it, but you can't, but you want to donate some products so we can put period kits together, I think that would be fantastic. And so all the details are at theburtshow.com because I know I'm throwing a lot of information at you. But bottom line, Sunday, May 19th, Chateau Alon Winery from 2 to 4. Would love to have you there and just making a difference and doing some good for Period Poverty Awareness Month, which is May, and to support helping mamas. So, of course, I got period on the brain because, you know, this is what I'm doing. And I saw this pop up on my timeline from the Female Quotient on Instagram. And I saw it's a group of women soccer players on the field wearing their white kits and celebrating what like they look like they scored a goal. And on the picture, the verbiage says women's soccer teams have started ditching white shorts when new research revealed that teams who played in white performed worse due to period anxiety.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And I remember, because I played basketball in middle school and high school, and I had one of those canon moments, right? Because they can be good and they can be bad.
Uh-huh.
And we were at home, and we were playing, and I bled through my white shorts, and another girl on the team had to give me her white shorts so I could finish the game because I was a senior and I was starting at that time. So one of the freshmen had to give up her white shorts so I could still go out there and play. So I read, and there was a study done, And research shows that female soccer players who compete in white shorts underperform due to period anxiety. So they're going to get rid of the white unis.
Oh my gosh, this makes total sense. I mean, if you're trying to, like, if you're on the field and you're kicking the ball in the back of your head, you're like, wait a second, is there something on the back of my shorts? You don't have the awareness and the mental agility to be able to perform at your best.
It takes away your focus.
Uh-huh. And every girl knows, like, whenever it's that time and you stand up, mm-hmm. and you're always like, is it? Is it there? Is it not? Is it there? And then you have to, like, get your trusted female friend to be like, hey, I need you to watch my ass as I walk away.
Watch it the whole game, actually, huh? At any point.
All right, so, Jackson, there was, like, an impressive heist here in Atlanta this past weekend.
Yes, there has been a theft, a robbery, a heist, whatever you want to call it, but this is literally, like, movie level of heist that happened. I saw this originally on ATL Scoop, and then I went online and just did a little bit more research to see if there was an actual article about it. And so according to WSB-TV, at around 4:15 a.m., two thieves wearing white ski masks and gloves cut a hole through a roof of a local Atlanta strip club and climbed into the business, where they used power tools to break into the safes located inside.
And how much did they steal from Onyx?
Take a guess. How much do you guys think that they stole?
$1 million.
Come on now.
Wow. $100,000.
$250,000.
Oh, my gosh.
$250,000?
Yes. $250,000 in cash.
Wow.
And so they apparently spent over 2 hours inside of the business performing this elaborate heist. Apparently, there is surveillance footage of them, you know, conducting this crime, and they left at around 6 o'clock in the morning.
Do we know how many people it was? Like, it was a team?
Two guys.
Just two guys?
Two guys cut a hole in the roof of Onyx, slid down. You feel like they have to have insider information.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, there was some speculation when I was reading through some of the comments of people thinking, like, maybe it's, like, an inside job of two employees that know sort of their ways to get around things and, like, you know, where the safes are, everything like that, because you'd have to have some intel, some knowledge before this.
And it makes sense. I think this went down, like, early Monday morning or something like that.
Yeah, it was 4:15 in the morning.
So after a full weekend, right?
Yep, the timing.
After a full weekend, you're going to have a safe full of money, because that's, I think, probably, like, your highest peak time for collecting money. And then you're probably going to take all that money to the bank on Monday, but you swoop in Monday before. I feel like it's an inside job.
And not only that, they did a lot of research clearly on exactly what they were doing to get in and get out that smooth and be able to actually get away with it in today's day and age with all these cameras and all of that. That's impressive.
That's smooth, but you said they were in there for 2 hours?
Yeah, that seems like a long time.
So no alarm went off? Like, they didn't have any type of security system that would have alerted the police?
Maybe that is also a detail of how they were insiders, because maybe they knew that if you went through the roof, if you cut a hole through the roof, then that wouldn't happen. So, I mean, it's absolutely crazy.
Because, I mean, I don't really expect a local Atlanta strip club to have, like, lasers.
That's what I'm imagining in my head, though.
I know. If you've got $250,000 in your safe, I kind of do expect you to have a ton of cameras, motion sensor. Yeah, maybe not lasers, but like something.
A camera on the safe.
At least.
Yes, right?
Yeah. At the minimum.
I'm going to guess that they're not going to be waiting till Monday to get money picked up anymore, because they don't want this to happen again.
Wow.
You're on The Burt Show.